So the first head of doctrine was divine election and reprobation, and the focus was on the Father. The second head of doctrine, Christ's death and man's redemption accomplished through it, and now we are looking at the state of mankind, or another way of saying it, we're looking at our need and the application of redemption by the Holy Spirit. One author writes concerning this article one, in order to understand the depth of man's fall, we have to realize the height from which he has fallen. As we stop and we think about this statement, the image of God, have you ever thought about what that means? I have a very cute beagle dog at home with her strengths and her weaknesses, but she's not created in the image of God. There are many beautiful sights that we see. There are beautiful things that God has created, but the crown of creation is mankind. It's an amazing thought that we are created in the highest honor, in the highest glory. We have been created in relations to Him. We have been given responsibility over all of creation. We have been equipped by Him with a mind, with will, with affections, to both accomplish His will and to enjoy Him and His creation. It's been wonderful to look and to see the beauty of summer and the beautiful green. We've gone from green to white or brown dead sticks. Now they're green again. Just the beauty of creation, and yet also the beauty that God is creating in us. We are created in righteousness and true holiness. That is Adam and Eve. They were crowned with glory and honor. It's amazing to think. Many of those aspects are still with us. We still are in the image of God, even though we're fallen. Have you ever contemplated not only the greatness, the glorious truth, but also the greatness of the fall of Adam and those whom he represented? As I've said before, the early Puritans taught their children their ABCs, and when they taught the letter A, they taught them to say, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. So that was the letter A. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. Adam's corruption became our corruption, and Adam's guilt became our guilt as well. We are all guilty before God from the moment of conception onward. We are experiencing the judgment of God because we are sin through Adam, and we do sin like Adam. Okay. There's a lot of passages that we could show that. For example, in Genesis chapter 6, this is after the flood. Actually, this is before the flood, Genesis chapter 6. And we read of God's evaluation of mankind. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man that was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the day. So God's evaluation of the thoughts of the intent of our hearts is only evil. What about the outward expression of those things? They are also evil. And so we see that this bitter tree produced a bitter fruit. Paul writes later on in Romans, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none who seeks God. There's none who understands. There is none who are righteous. Do we understand the greatness of the fall and the effect of it? Why is that important? Because we then can understand and appreciate what Jesus has done. Why Jesus had to come and die on the cross for our sin. And so it is that we who are saved by grace argue for the greatness of our sin. Not greatness in good, great, but greatness in extent how big it is, how bad it is, how horrible our sins are. All you have to do is look at the cross. And yet, at the same point in time, we are saved by grace. As it says, the conversion to God and the manner thereof. We'll be looking at the gospel as we continue on. Amen? Amen.